Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
So the question you are posing, please.
What the heck are we meant to do instead of shaking someone's hand in a workplace? The reason we're asking this is because a company in the UK have come out and they want to ban it. They want to ban handshakes because
this
of sexual
business,
harassment.
Not a, well, a company that has X amount of employees by the sound of it.
Correct. Yes.
Bloody ridiculous.
We are asking you on 132710.
Yeah. Kenny boy, is there an answer to this or is it just ridiculous?
Well, I've got a couple of ideas there, Coggo. We can do what the Japanese do and bow, but then I might be looking down some girl's top and say, wow, look at that. But we also have, why don't we go on to Messenger? You know how everyone waves to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, just show your phone and say, here you go, there's a wave.
Yeah, but see, we shouldn't have to ever get to that. If you let these things go through...
I'm a bit worried about all these people that get offended for the people that might get offended that don't get offended, but we've got to be there and take precautions just in case they get offended.
I think you're right, mate.
It's that, so
what
true.
You just said was hugely confusing, but I agree with you because it is. It's all confusing.
Yes.
It's got stupid. It doesn't happen out of Raywood, mate, does it?
Nah, it doesn't happen out there, mate. No. Stuff out there.
We know what happens.
Mate, how you going? You walk into the pub, everyone treats you like you're a local. Even if they've never seen you before, it's good, eh? Put the hand out for a shake and I'm such and such and that's it.
Yeah, that's the way it should be too. That's the bloody Aussie way. Thanks, Kenny.
It totally is as we go to...
Megan.
Hey, Megan, what do you think we should do instead of handshaking if it was to be banned?
Well, I don't know. What's wrong with just sort of saying, hi, nice to meet you? I'm not a fan of the handshake. I'm really, you know, I wouldn't decline it, but I'm not a fan of it because, you know, let's face it, a lot of people don't wash their hands when they have a wee and they sneeze in their hands and they're snotty and they come up and they're, you know, I don't want to touch your hand. I don't want to touch your hand after you've done that. So I'd say Black Bannet, we don't want to handshake you.
No.
So you're for it. See, I haven't thought of that side of it. And I must admit, now that I have, I cannot stand when I'm shaking a man's hand and it's like holding a wet fish.
Exactly.
Oh,
and,
boy.
You're sure you're shaking his hand?
Just think that wet fish had just been to the toilet and he hadn't been to the wash basin.
That's true. Look, unfortunately, if you're a germicide, and I would like that as well, that's the case. But the thing is with a handshake is it's also, Megan, isn't it a point of saying, you know, like I really want to know you? I mean, if you just go, hi, g'day, that's, you know, I don't know, it just doesn't give you...
Well, that's why we're just saying it's nice to meet you. It's not, you know, can't you add like, hello, it's really nice to meet you.
Yeah,
but it's shake someone's hands. I think it's overkill.
It's a form of showing your strength as well when you do shake your hand. And
so is punching people in the nose. But you know, you're not going to walk up and do that to someone.
No, good point. All right, wouldn't want to mess with you. I tell you that much.
Make sure you wash your hands next time we handshake.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.